This is KCUR 89.3, NPR in Kansas City. Football players who have completed their college careers are headed to the NFL Combine next week, hoping to be eventually drafted or signed. Former Kansas State offensive lineman Scott France not only has a chance to play professionally, he just might make league history. KCUR's Greg Eklund explains.
First and goal, K-State. From the TCU's 7-yard line.
The muscular 6'5", 300-pound Scott France was the first freshman at K-State to start every game at left tackle since the Bill Snyder coaching era began in 1989.
K-State! Touchdown!
The Lawrence native was a second-team All-Big 12 tackle in his senior season last year and ended up with 51 straight starts at left tackle, the most of any player among five major football conferences in 2019. Those abilities caught the attention of agent Brett Tesler.
I swear to God, when I decided I was going to reach out to him, when I first reached out to him, it totally slipped my mind that he was the guy that I heard about, you know, a few years ago, wherever it was when he came out, that he was the gay guy.
That last part? It's old news in Manhattan, Kansas. France came out publicly 3 years ago. K-State's season and Scott France's college career ended on New Year's Eve at the Liberty Bowl in Memphis.
Ladies and gentlemen, on the final score, Navy 20, Kansas State 17. Congratulations.
Right after, France started preparing for his best shot to make it in the NFL. But is the NFL ready for him? K-State offensive line coach Connor Riley, who is close with France, said the 23-year-old knows he'll be asked about his sexuality.
It is going to come up. Scott and I have discussed that. But Scott nor any football team should allow that to be any type of distraction for him continuing to go out and compete and produce on the football field.
And Tesler says an NFL team would benefit from taking a chance on France.
I think it would be a great honor for them. I think it would be great publicity for them to have somebody who, you know, ended up becoming the first ever in the history of the NFL. There has never been an openly gay player who has made it in this league.
Until now, the most visible case of an openly gay man attempting to play in the NFL was Michael Sam from the University of Missouri. He was drafted by the then St. Louis Rams 6 years ago. While Sam's presence at training camp became a media circus, it wasn't the reason he didn't play a snap in the NFL.
His play on the field didn't speak louder than the media. I'll leave it at that.
That's former Kansas City Chiefs offensive lineman Ryan O'Callaghan. He's also gay, but wasn't out when he began his NFL career. After retiring, he wrote a book called My Life on the Line, How the NFL Damn Near Killed Me and Ended Up Saving My Life. O'Callaghan says France is entering a more accepting environment in the NFL.
You know, I've had several meetings with the NFL specifically, and I've heard from a lot of closeted athletes, but I've also seen quite a few other athletes that have, you know, felt open enough to actually come out and live their life while they're still playing.
O'Callaghan did tell someone in the Chiefs organization before going public, then general manager Scott Pioli. Pioli says teams should ask about France's sexuality, but not in the way you'd think.
I think what would be the important question is don't ask questions about his lifestyle and what he's doing and where he's going and who. Ask the questions, okay, if we're going to make this work, how do we make this work? Clearly it's worked pretty well at K-State.
France declined to comment for this story, but he told the Fort Worth Star-Telegram last month that he's just like everyone else trying to make it in the NFL. Quote, if you show up and you're a good guy and you work hard and you play well, that's all that matters. No one gives a crap about the other stuff. End quote. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Greg Eklund.